It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Yes, it is. It's Friday. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome into Night Moods. I am Michael, sitting here in the captain's chair inside the lab. It is the 5th of August, by the way. The first Friday night into your end of summer show. It's a weekly Friday night series. I'm saying it's our weekly Friday night series because we do it every Friday night. Relaxation and inspiration. Tell them a one and tell them all. Night Moods is live tonight. And why can't we hear the atmosphere? Can we do that? Can we get a little bit more right there? A little bit more. Can you feel that? I'm excited. Big announcement Friday night. 3.5 months until the launch of the Genesis. Coming to you, 11-11-22, the Genesis. Radio for the Kingdom of God. And I'm excited. I got to slow me down because this is supposed to be a slowing down as we are going to help you get some relief from your stress that's connected to your situation, your circumstance, and your crisis. Welcome all the night eagles from all around the world coming in. Well, what's who after using it? Coming in to you live, coming into the perches, new names. We are appreciative for everything that is God has given us. I really mean that. It is my pleasure, my privilege, and my honor to be here with you in the captain's chair on this Friday night. And how many of you have been waiting all week for spiritual maintenance? We've been doing a little bit of spiritual maintenance that I'm here with you Monday through Friday. But this begins your weekend, and this is a complete show of relaxation and inspiration. Now, you know, you can follow us on any of our social media official platforms for Night Moods HQ. No more HDQ. We are now known as Night Moods HQ, the official name of this wonderful company that I am a part of. And this big announcement, I don't think we might do it at the bottom of the hour, 20 minutes away from the big announcement. So you may want to go ahead and let all of your friends that you are close to, let them know that there's a big announcement coming in about 20 minutes. So what we got to do here is we got to welcome all of the Night Eagles from around the world. Three new perches I want to talk to you guys about. And as I'm making the rounds here, I want to make sure I'm touching base. These new perches, I'm telling you, is really kind of cool what is happening. Now, you can officially, starting this morning, the new perches are coming to you, and if you want to be a part of the Night Moods Eagles, and you want to get a perch, a badge for the perch, your digital badge, I want you to send an email right now. And wherever you listen to the show, or what we know as, what used to be known as, excuse me, what used to be known as our window, our stargazers. We have a new name for those of you at the perch, and those are our Utopian Eagles. We'll get a Utopian badge. Our second perch is for our mediators, the Mediating Eagles. We'll get their badge for the mediator badge. And this is free as a gift from us to say thank you for being with me every night, Monday through Friday night, since the relaunch of Night Moods. And the last badge is for what we used to call you, the Closet Seekers. You are known as the Arbitrators. These are Arbitrator badges, the Utopian badge, and the Mediator badge. So email the show right now, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. We are going to be bringing forth the website for Night Moods at the end of the month, hopefully. So those are the three badges. Again, let me send them to you one more time. You have a choice from the Utopian Eagle, the Mediating Eagle, and the Arbitrating Eagle. Utopian, Mediator, and the Arbitrator. These are three official badges that you will get when you come in to the radio show that happens to be here. And this month, we are 7 days a week, starting at 10 o'clock, here for 2 hours with you, as we are kicking off the funding launch for Night Moods, the radio station. And you can be a part of that right now if you are an Eagle investor. If you want to become an Eagle investor, then you become one who's going to be helping to fuel the rocket ship. And I know there are going to be seven moons. I can't wait to tell you about this at the bottom of the hour. 20 minutes away from the big announcement. So as we are sitting here biding our time here, let me do something real quick here. Let's hold the atmosphere until we get at the bottom of the hour. Because we're not really into getting ready to go to the secret place. Can we do that here? Yeah, we can do that here. Thank you so much. Holding the atmosphere, we're going to do something a little bit different here. And we're going to see if we can put this on loop. Can we do that on loop there? Let's do this. Let's see what we got here. A little upbeat atmosphere. Can we do that right there? Okay, so I'm going to talk over that. 19 minutes away from the big announcement. And I want to just say again, Night Moods HDQ is where you can follow us. Night Moods HQ is the parent company, official social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, where you can catch up to what's going on with the show and also listen to the podcast, the family of podcasting on our Apple Premium account, including my wife's show, her God, through God's eyes, as you can listen to Jill's podcast. For all of you who have gone through some stuff, she has an award-winning podcast. And there are a lot of award-winning podcasts out there, and we have some awesome friends of ours who are just doing a bang-up job. If you want to listen to some awesome podcasts, let me see, who can we share a little bit with you that we are partnering with? And just collabing, man, because it's really kind of cool. Can I get her up here? What's the name of her podcast? I see it. And she's on Twitter, by the way. Earbud, is that the podcast that she's a part of? Better Call Daddy. That is the other podcast. There's a good friend of ours, Rena. Better Call Daddy. I got to make sure I'm doing this right because I'm only messing up here. How embarrassing that would be. Let's see what we can do. Exactamundo, host of the Better Call Daddy show. That is her podcast, and she's interviewing and having some awesome conversations. And my wife has an award-winning podcast that she's up there with the likes of Raina, who's the host of the Better Call Daddy show. So give a connection, give an ear to Through God's Eyes, support Through God's Eyes, and as we are telling all of our Night Eagles, make sure you support all the family of the podcast under Night Moods HQ. And so, Night Eagles, we have you coming in to all of your perches. Three badges. Perch number one is our Utopian Eagles. Those are the eagles who are at the windows, and they're taking care of their evaluation to their closing in and manifesting to their dreams. The second perch, I get used to this because of this new names all this week. The second perch is for our mediators. These are our prayer warriors. That perch is the mediator, and you get your mediator badge by just simply sending us an email. And the last perch is our arbitrators. Now, these are those who started the secret place, and they used to be known as the closet seekers. Now, new names that you're going to be going by. Three perches, three new badges. Remember to email the show, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, if you'd like to get your free badge. Courtesy of 1B1 Global Outreach. How about that? Now, Night Eagles, this is what we do every Friday night. We slow the show down. It is our weekly series, Relaxation Inspiration, and we're going to be going all in on the secret place at the bottom of the hour. And I can't wait. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about some massive news. The big announcement every Friday night, where it looks like we're coming to you with a big announcement. I also want to give a shout out to Pastor Chris, who is coming and putting some music time here in the studio, and my assistant, Miss Lay, and Lai, Miss Lay, is putting in some work too. So I want to say thank you personally and seriously. I want to say thank you, because it takes a team to put this together, and we are building the team. It's been a week of awesome meetings, awesome connections, and God is opening some doors to this ministry called Night Moves HQ. So Night Eagles in South Korea, I want to say hello to you. Japan, saying hello to you as well. Up into Russia, Bulgaria, Serbia, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Sweden, Netherlands, Ireland, Spain, down to Pakistan, India, how about Ethiopia, New Zealand, and our new Night Eagles listening all the way down to the South and South America and Peru and Mexico. Welcome into the show. This is where you get to come inside, everybody. We call this the special, the lab. And this lab has the oasis and the lighthouse. And we call this Night Moves. This is the official space where you can come in and get some stress relief and release from your situation, circumstances, and crisis. And we do this Monday through Friday nights here inside the show. And then on Friday nights, we have our weekly Friday night series of relaxation, inspiration, dialing down, zeroing in on what exercise and activities that you can step into the secret place with all the rest of the Night Eagles from around this world to get recharged. And so that's what we're going to be doing for the next, I don't know, hour and 45 minutes. Are you excited? And there is a studio number that you can call in, because at the top of the second half of the show, we're going to be opening up the studio lines. You can call in. Another special guest will hopefully be in the studio. Maybe she might say some things. And we're also going to link up Clubhouse, the Wisdom app, and we're going to go streaming live on the YouTube channel. So we're going to go all in on this afternoon, excuse me, on this evening, where you're going to be listening to the big announcement just shortly. And some music to get you in to how the radio station is going to function. This is the flagship show to the Genesis 126. Are we calling it the power or the kingdom? The 126, the Genesis. Yeah, that's what we're calling it, right? And so with all that being said, you guys, check this out. Let me know what you think. New music right here inside Night Moves on this Friday night.
can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me. You're listening to Night Watch on the instrumental side. Here inside of the lab, I am Michael, your chief mood officer. So Friday night weekly series of inspiration and relaxation, and I always say that backwards. we always do relaxation first, right? Let me know how you liking the inspirational music coming to you, more instrumental, giving you a taste of what the show is going to be looking like on 11-11-22, 3.5 weeks, 3.5 months from now. And here we are. You've been waiting for such a time as this. Welcome into Night Moods. I'm in the lab. We're getting ready to step into some fun stuff tonight. And how many of you Night Eagles are stressed out? How many of you put in a hard day of work and you realized you're just too wired up? Maybe the stress of life coming out of your situation, circumstances, and crisis has you on edge. Well, we're going to handle that. But first, let me push pause on that. Let me push pause on that right there. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Push pause on that. But first, let's give me a little something here. Not a happy birthday. Definitely don't want to do a happy birthday. How about a break-in? Breakthrough? Breaking in? We're breaking in the big announcement. Big announcement coming. I'm getting myself prepared for this. Told you at the top of the hour, beginning the show, we have big announcement at the bottom of the hour. We're at the bottom of the hour. Now, it's been said that in order to build community, you must be repeating to the message of the cross, right? Big announcement happens right now. Night Moves is on Discord. You do know that. Night Moves HTQ is no longer Discord app. You can go follow us at the search of Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And I've been waiting for this all week. We're still waiting on some particulars with the company called Jazzy J Art and Designs. If you are into cryptocurrency, so is Night Moods. And we're in the month that is fueling the tanks for us to lift off on 11-11-22. That's when we build and come to the completion of the building, and we just launch it. And it is the 126, the Genesis, Radio for the Kingdom of God. Cryptocurrency is going to help fund the dream, the mission, the purpose. You can go to Discord and search Night Moods, hashtag 9811, where you can get connected, help build the community, and we are selling NFTs to help take care of the fueling of the tanks. And this month of August and September, we're fueling the tanks. And the tanks represent all of the resources that are going to be needed to connect and ignition on 11-11-22. Friday night, the flagship show begins on the start of the launch. It's really kind of cool. 4 hours of Night Moods, 4 hours of music all day long, all night long into Saturday with some special programming, starting off the ministry. But this is where you can now go into our Discord and on Twitter and Instagram. We're going to be making sure all weekend long we're going to be launching a collection of the angelic images, collectors. If you're into photography, you may want to go and check these out. And then every purchase helps to launch Night Moods. And every purchase, you get the fuel in. The goal is a two-year commitment. First year, $17,000. Second year, $17,000. So that is going to be a little over $39,000 that we're going to come and achieve all the month of August long. We're going to be here with you. That is a big announcement. If you are into cryptocurrency, we are going digital to help build the dream and impact the world media with the kingdom media, take it to another level through radio and media. That means television. In 2023, we have a television channel coming to you, HTV, and along with gaming. If you're into gaming, we have a new VR game coming to you. This is a lot of big news. It's a new VR game that we are creating. They're working on the storyboard and the music as we are talking right now. Guardians of Airy is the name of the game. It is also going to be a series, which is really kind of cool. If you are into video gaming, we are blasting, taking the kingdom by force and entertainment. We're putting the kingdom of heaven in this rightful position. And no longer do we have to do what the world says to do. We are creating something phenomenal. And so we're going to put the world on notice. And if you are a video gamer, we're going to be bringing to you a VR game called Guardians of Ari. No longer do we have to have our kids playing with junk, things that are messing with their head, making them do craziness, inciting more violence. We're actually doing something really kind of awesome and bringing wisdom to the forefront. It's called Guardians of Ari. My daughter's going to kill me on this because we spent all weekend and the last couple of weeks putting the game together. That's a big announcement. If you are into cryptocurrency, we want to see you on our new server on the Discord. It's a new server. Multiple channels are going to be coming up over the weekend. Our NFT channel, where you're going to be able to purchase NFTs from Night Moods. And they're up and going on OpenSea right now. And you can look for Night Moods HQ on OpenSea, and then you'll start seeing some of our collection right now. Let us know what you think. I think we're going to put some on the Instagram, on the Twitter as well. And this is all to build the platform. So you're buying an NFT as a collectible item, and then when the video game comes out, you're going to be able to just go berserk. And we have an awesome opportunity with Night Moods. And it is a collection of eagles. And you are known as the Night Eagles. And we are. This is part of the video game. It's part of the storyline. And we're going to have, we're creating an eagle economy. And this eagle economy comes with badges. It comes with classifications, G1 to G7. And you get to choose your eagle that you want to be your guide. And it's really kind of cool. It helps to create media, helps to create entertainment and education. And we're putting the world on notice. And we're also partnered, which is really kind of cool, with Kingdom Warriors. They're doing something special over there with Eric. And I just want to let you know that Night Moods is all in with building this radio station and media, broadcast media. We're also building a television network for all of the kingdom to come to. We're leveling up. And I'm not talking bad about what's out there already, but we serve a rich God, a powerful God, a God who has all the provision, all the resources, and we're no longer going to be stepping into the world to get entertained. And so we're leveling up. We're bringing you quality programming, quality music, quality DJs, teaching to Night Moods, and the radio station, the Genesis, is coming 11/11/22. That is the announcement, the big announcement. So I want you to join us on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, then join us on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, then go to our server. We have our own a server on the Discord. Just key in the search, Night Moods, hashtag 9811. That is a big announcement right here on this night, the 5th of August, breaking in the big news announcement. Are you excited about the big news? Remember, go to the Discord. Night Moves, hashtag 9811. We are involved in cryptocurrency for the first time. To build this radio station, it's going to take you as an eagle investor. And while you are investing in cryptocurrency, you have an opportunity right now to go to givesandgo.com/Night Moves Launch. You can also donate that way. Help me to build the radio station of the future and broadcast media. That is a big announcement here inside of Friday night. We call it our weekly Friday night series of relaxation and inspiration. I hope I'm doing a good job. I hope that made sense. And now back to our regular programming. Oh, it's so much fun playing with these gadgets. And I know we got more sounds coming to you. I'm going to be playing with like a kid in a candy store. I hope you're liking the music. I hope you like the atmosphere. That was the big announcement. Let us know what you think about the big announcement. NightmoodsHDQ@gmail.com or go to any of our official social media platforms, NightmoodsHQ. And while I'm giving a round of thanks, I want to say thank you to Apostle Brenda up there in Madison, Wisconsin, and her ministry, House of Refuge, the church up there. Had an awesome time to spend with her. And you want to check them out online. You can look up House of Refuge and get connections up there. and she's doing some wonderful work in Father's Kingdom and also with her own television show that's coming out in September. So I want you to support that. And that's House of Refuge up there in Madison, Wisconsin. How about that? Thank you so much, Apostle Brenda. She is one of my mentors, and she is an awesome, true woman after God's heart and an awesome teacher and inspirer. And she's doing some work. So support House of Refuge Ministry, and she has this new television show coming in the fall. So here we are, guys. Now, we talked about, before we got into the big announcement, this is probably one of the best times of my life of doing God's work. And when he opened up and told me a year ago to get back to the revelation of radio, I didn't get back to it quick enough, because a year ago was August. And I waited until end of September, and then I started to put in some work and ask questions. What's it look like? What's it sound like? Is it going to be like what it was in Chicago back in 2010? And then the motors started to run. He started to lube everything in my faculties to bring in a better understanding of what he desired. And that is nations that need to be relaxed and free in his kingdom. And so this show, this is the flagship show of the Genesis coming to you 11-11-2022, right? And the call letter is the 126, the Genesis, the radio for the kingdom. And when he told me to come back and go back to the revelation, and that's on top of rebuilding the churches here over, my wife and I oversee 14 nations, which is just a blessing of God. And then our ministries, and then the small online university, Global Mission Quest University. And then we're homeschooling our last of six kids, our blended family. And he said, go back to the revelation that I received. And so doing that very thing, I stammered, I hesitated. But when we got it going, and then the Holy Spirit began to manifest, and I just become a follower, like, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? And I just became a follower. And becoming that follower, he opened the door to something greater in me and the vision and the purpose of what Night Moods, which was the Genesis. And he began to impact this small show in nations. And we talk about South Korea and we talk about Japan, and we're just growing by community because of what he said to do, and he said to do it how he wanted it, because he's over it all. And so every night, Monday through Friday, for those of you who have been with us since the beginning of the relaunch, we have been bringing you 2 hours of the show. The first was 30 minutes, and then from 30 minutes, it grew to 60 minutes, 60 minutes to 90 minutes, and we have found our home at 2 hours right now of relaxation into inspiration and or empowerment. And then last January, we got the invitation to get into the podcast space. And that was mind-blowing in and of itself. I had to learn a whole new culture, a whole new language, and a whole new space. And so the podcast of Night Moods HQ, you can listen to it on your podcast stations, channels, platforms. It's in-depth teaching, and it's taking you on a journey of finding your identity in Father's kingdom, whether you're a minister, a son, a daughter, you're employed, whatever it is that you are doing outside of your attending your local church, the podcast takes you on new levels. And I get to give you content that you normally are not going to hear anywhere else. And so we begin that journey, and then Father's been opening up doors. And then we got introduced to Kingdom Warriors and supporting Kingdom Warriors. And then he began opening up more doors, and he said, now I want you to do something over here. Kingdom Warriors are doing something over there, but I want you to do something over here with radio. And that has everything to do with the revelation that you received, Michael, back in 2012 at that leadership encounter. And so here we are preparing to launch a radio station first, television network second, two gaming, one a VR game, and a card game that we're bringing to digital, and to put the kingdom on top of world culture, world systems, entertainment, education, and broadcast. Well, that's what we're doing. And you can be a part of that as Night Eagles. And even you had a name change just in the last month. You were known as, for so long, Night Owls, right? But then on a Saturday, 2 weeks ago, he said, call them Night Eagles. And it was at that genesis of Father saying, call them Night Eagles, that we are bringing forth NFTs, and you can get your own eagle. And we have a company, a small company in Wisconsin, who is dealing in the creation of the first classification of eagles that you can purchase for your own collection. And it's an eagle system. And every Friday, I believe we're going to be doing this every Friday, we're going to be launching the big announcement towards the eagle systems. And they come with their own set of moons, own set of powers that you can receive, purchase. And so we're laying out a foundation that we're going to build a solid radio station for the future and television station for the future with a whole bunch of programming that's going to represent his kingdom across the world. So you hear me talk about all of our nations of eagles, Japan, South Korea. I'm talking like Russia, like hello, Russia, listening to Night Moods. Bulgaria, Serbia, listening to Night Moods. And we're going to essentially have a space for our brothers and sisters who are connecting with us, because that's where he's telling us to go. So that's where we're bringing radio. That's where we're bringing television in their language. And the radio station is going to be playing cultural kingdom music on the weekends. And so we'll see what happens. Right now it's Saturday night. It could be a Saturday night and a Sunday night. You never know. It could be impacting the radio where we have communities advancing in South Korea. So you're going to be getting South Korean worship and Japanese worship. I mean, this is going to be phenomenal. Kingdom integration, not kingdom separation and segregation. Because his kingdom is multifaceted, multicultural, and this is what Night Moods HQ is about. This is what we're going to be doing. And it's not about building a mansion and hoarding all the provision and resources. No, this is about compassion houses that my wife, through her ministry, is going to be building. This is about collaboration with other ministers and other stations and other collaborative efforts to bring and impact the kingdom into it, through entertainment, through broadcast media, through gaming, so that our kids are not playing world games and having their brains spoiled, and where the enemy can come in and wreak havoc and wreak possession. And so we're changing the game. We're changing the entertainment through music, through television, through appropriate programming, so that you don't have to worry about what your children are going to be watching and what you're listening to and how it's infecting and impacting them. See, Night Moods HQ is changing the mood strategically. And we're beginning with radio, and we have been beginning with radio, and then we're moving into podcast, right? And then from podcast, he said through that prophet 10 years ago, that you're going to be pioneering a new work. And this is that new work. And so here you are connected with me on a Friday night, and I'm going off on a tangent because you have to understand what you are a part of as one of our Night Eagles. And so we talk about our eagle investors, and I mean this from everything inside of me. This is one of the biggest projects that he has placed me to outside of our churches. And it's all hands on. My wife will tell you, I'm literally 19 hours a day putting in work and not begging. And so all of this month, 7 days a week, I'm coming to you live, and hopefully some of our friends will come on with me, calling in on the show to talk to you about the impact of Night Moods HQ, to talk about the vision. And the vision is the radio station, and through the radio station, impacting world nations of eagles through positivity, through music, soaking music, worship music, praise music, hip-hop music, jazz music, contemporary music, honoring God, and that is the kingdom-focused, kingdom-centered radio station. And with the radio station, there's going to be programming that's going to help educate you about the kingdom of heaven, help you in your finances, and even dream casting. How many of you have dreams and don't know what your dreams are about? Well, we're going to bring experts that's going to help you in real time. And with that, broadcast television. And I can go on and talk to you about broadcast television and all the crap that's out there. That's just my estimation. And yes, I watch some of the crap, but I know when to turn it off because it's just getting more degrading to women, degrading to culture, to me, in my estimation. And so through the vision and purpose of Night Moves HQ and through HTV, which is Heaven TV, coming to you in 2023 and 2024, we aim to bring you something of excellence that's going to help establish your identity, bring in provision and resources. And let's just wait a minute. The secret place is telling me it's time to get to work. But see, the vision and passion and purpose of Night Moves HQ is to help change the dynamics and paradigm of a lost world. And the world is lost. The world is losing its composure every day. Systems are failing. Cultures are becoming open season for the enemy, and behavior patterns are declining. People are losing their mind out there in real time. And so Night Moods and all of our partners in the kingdom, we are coming center stage, putting Jesus center stage, not Michael center stage, but we know we are just a part of this massive remnant that God is bringing forth to change the dynamics and paradigm and bring the witness and the testimony of the kingdom. See, that's what Night Moods is all about. It's just an extra ministry to serve. And we're serving through music, we're serving through love, we're serving through connection. And so he's making the connection through all the Night Eagles. And that's why we're coming up with these awesome, uniquely artistic drawings of eagles representing all the nations that you can buy into and have your own collection of eagles. And when you're buying these NFTs and crypto, you're supporting a radio station. You're supporting feeding families and marketplaces and, yes, building compassion houses. And hopefully Jill will come and have that conversation so you can understand what a compassion house is for brothers and sisters who don't live in the United States, who don't have a place to lay their head or a place to play or a place that they can have learning and have the freedom to learn. See, it's not just buying NFTs for the sake of buying NFT because that's the new trend. It's what the world is training us up into. And Web3 and Web4 and the Megaverse. You know, if you're on Facebook, you're a part of the Metaverse. And they've been training you this since 2019. And next is the Gigaverse. And so we're going to be in the curve and ahead of the curve. And somewhere it is written, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And we happen to be the justified, the righteous, in Jesus, sons and daughters to our Heavenly Father, kingdom sons, kingdom citizens. And so we know where the wealth is, and so we're going to present the kingdom through media, through broadcasting, to the wicked. And we're going to watch the power of God transfer the wealth into the hands of the justified. And the hands of the justified are not just in the United States. They are in every nation on 7 continents. And Night Moves is just like a dispensary. We're just going to dispense provision and resources and educate our brothers and sisters how to turn that and multiply that so that they can also invest and return the investment to our Creator so he can pour more abundance into that. See, that's what this is about. And see, this big announcement just kind of got long-winded. And so you're getting my heart in this. You're getting the real deal, the 100 is the 100. And so you want to know what you're investing in. And so when we're calling our night eagles to become eagle investors, you're investing into the world. And there's 17 nations listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio. And that 17 nations we're going to enrich spiritually with provision and resources. That's what we're going to be doing. And these are just the starting nations. In these nations, Father's going to multiply in these nations. And will he add to these nations? Well, I hope so. He said radio. And so we're building a radio station. And that's what you're investing in. You're investing in the kingdom. You're not investing in religion, a denomination. You're investing in power to change lives and the authority to do so. And so your investment is like a domino effect. Every one investment touches one person. Every one investment touches one person. So at the end of the night, the end of the day, the end of the moment, this is not about you. Indirectly it is, but directly it's not about you. See, we are people of influence, and we are connected to other people of influence, whether you're influencing one or 100, we're influencing. And did you know that one person who's influencing another influencer is impacting? It's like this circle of life that keeps on giving. And so this show is part of Father's bigger picture, because I realize we're not the only show, and we are just part of the remnant. That's why I talk about Kingdom Warriors. There's no competition with me and what Eric is doing. I support everything that he's doing. That man of God is doing some phenomenal things, and the movie that he's producing. Look him up, Kingdom Warriors, and be a part of that too. And so we're just playing our little role for what God has called us to do. So NFTs are available through Night Moods, through OpenSea. And when you're investing into a legacy. And Jill and I had that conversation. We're actually building a legacy that will be here for when we are no longer here. And that legacy is the gift that keeps on giving. And when you invest into something that is giving, it's like a wave, and a wave that ripples. And the wave ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows, and it continues because of life is in the water. That's why we talk about the sea of life. Life is in the water. So that's what happens when you're investing. And as I step back down off of my horse and get back into the captain's chair, we got some work to do, Night Eagles. See, this is your weekly series of relaxation and inspiration, but I needed to go in a little bit more to get you to see the impact of what 126, the Genesis, is coming to do on 11/11/22. And the parent company, Night Moods HQ, that I am a part of and I believe in, because he put me in this position to impact the world with the kingdom of heaven, not through religion, through love, through broadcast and media, through gaming, changing the mood and changing the mindset, and helping each person who is a listener to this small radio station coming 11/11/22 in 17 nations. That's how small it is, to impact them in living out their faith in practicality. This is Night Moods HQ on broadcast. This is Night Moods HQ on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to me. We got some work to do. I want to welcome you all into the Oasis. And before I do that, let's get into the lab, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? I'm ready. You're listening to Night Moods HDQ. It's time to get into the lab. Welcome to Night Moves. It is Michael. I'm in the lab, and we are getting ready for relaxation. I want to welcome you to the special Oasis tonight, the lighthouse called the Night Moves. And this is the space. I call it the most safest space on radio, with the fortified fortress surrounding you. These are four walls that protect you, that speak to you in real time. And yes, it is real. Yes, we step in by faith. and we do what Jesus said, and we do what Jesus taught, and we get the results that he promised. That's the beauty of night moves, and you're inside the lab on this Friday night. It is August 5th, a hot, humid night here in northern Illinois, and hopefully you are doing well right where you are at. And this is the space where you can enter. You heard the secret place powered up at 100%, and you can enter and release all that is engaging you, surrounding you, and conflicting you. It's kind of funny that situations engage you, circumstances surround you, and crisis and chaos conflict you. And so we're all touched in a level of stress, but it's how we manage and deal with it. And here inside of Night Moods, the lab, you get permission to be selfish, alone, and express your emotions. And every one of us, known as the Eagles, presents ourselves in front of the secret place in the presence of our Heavenly Father so that everybody gets recharged. And I'm hyped up. I'm excited about tonight's show. As you know, I talked about the big announcement for a little bit longer than I wanted to. But you have a special VIP to sit in. And this VIP seat is right where you're at. And you're inside the lab. And I'm going to, in a few, going to have you stand up and invite you into the secret place. And if when you look right in front of you, you can just draw an imaginary line under the carpet, under the hardwood floor, if you're outside on the deck, sidewalk. Just draw a line right there, because when I have you stand up, you're going to step across the line. And when you step across the line by faith and faith alone, you'll be stepping in the secret place. And we have been practicing this since 2011. When I came out of that upper room and went to the leadership and told them, this is what the Holy Spirit said to do. And he's going to show us what it's like to step into the presence of God. And when we did that, we had many in the room by faith that did the very thing that we do every night here, Monday through Friday. And we had a few in the room that, because of the spirit of dignity, they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to look foolish. And they missed out on the opportunity of being in the presence of God. So this VIP seat, you can sit in, lay in, drive in, work in. It gives you the opportunity to participate and get reconnected with your spirituality. And that's between you and your Heavenly Father. That's you relating to him in the spirit realm. And whether it's here inside the lab, over there in a secret place, or right where you are at, connected by faith, all of us are, and by Blog Talk Radio, right? This internet radio platform. There is no time for religious spin. I just don't play around with it. Life is too important and life is too short to give you man's theology. This is about inviting you into Father's kingdom so that you can engage, encounter, experience, and execute your identity as a daughter and son. That's what this is about. And so that's why I don't do anything with religion, because it has never entered into the kingdom of heaven itself, and it keeps its members from entering. That's a power grab, right? And so the atmosphere that you heard powered up at 100% just a little bit ago on the other side, because now we're at the top of the hour here. The atmosphere is the place where it's saturated. It's why I call it the most safest space on radio. And you're going to step in to have heart surgery. And Father's going to do supernatural surgery on your heart, miraculous supernatural surgery. At the same time, our Lord and Savior is going to do some brain surgery. And inside that secret place, that's where it goes down. It's like we got the message earlier this week. It's kind of cute. This is real. It's really happening. Yes, it's happening. When you step in by faith, the supernatural becomes natural. And so you step into the secret place and you get refocused. You get to regain control and get restored in your emotions. And everybody, yes, gets to receive unconditional love because you are important. It's one of three attributes I talk about every night. That you are important. What Jesus Christ did for you, you didn't have to pay for. He redeemed you, saved you out of the kingdom of darkness, and transferred you into the kingdom of his Father. And when he transferred you into the kingdom of his Father, a kingdom transaction occurred. There was a pledge between Abba Father and Yeshua during creation, and that he would simply send his son to be born from spirit into birth as a baby to return the kingdom of heaven that Father took out of the Garden of Eden, the Garden East of Eden. And so when Jesus saved us, he saved us out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into a superior kingdom. So you were saved from an inferior kingdom into a superior kingdom. And there is no other superior kingdom to Father's kingdom. Point blank. My testimony, my witness. Not just what's in the scriptures. What's in the scriptures is the truth. Believe it. And when you believe it, you trust it, and you commit to it, you can enter it. Because that transaction I talked about, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you are saved and born again. And like what Jesus said in John 3:3-5, when you are saved and born again, you can see and enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's why you're important. Because you are possessed by the essence of Father's glory. And 100% of his essence is powered up in the Holy Spirit who comes into your heart. So Night Eaglets, all of you new listening to the show and you've been with us and you're still listening, you've been invited and you're still here, maybe questioning what this is all about, maybe second guessing, but guess what? You're still here. See, this is the Holy Spirit pricking your heart. And not only is he pricking your heart, he's massaging your heart. He's preparing your heart for his entry. But before he can enter, you have to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at present. It's here. It's presently available to you, but you have to be saved and born again to enter. That means you have to repent, turn from your wicked ways, tell your Father you are sorry, believe that he sent his son, and because you believe, you become reborn. It's just that simple. And so this is why you're important, because you and I together, we possess Father's Holy Spirit. It's one of three attributes. And if I'm doing my job correctly, honestly, you guys, I'm here to help every one of you relax, rest, and get reset in God so that he, along with the presence of his kingdom, equips you, prepares you to re-enter back into your pathway, which we call the journey of life, into your destinations. And there are multiple destinations that all of us will manifest into. Why? Because we have multiple seasons of life. And so all you have to do is just participate tonight. And with that being said, Night Eagles, you are inside Night Moods HQ. Let's get to work. From around this one world that we all share, many of you, many of us are dealing with high-level stress, low-level stress, mid-level stress connected to your situations, your circumstances, and crisis. And I want you to stand up because I'm going to invite you to come into the secret place. The secret place is ready for your entry, and this is the most safest space on radio. I'm not just saying that as a moniker. I mean that. Jill and I have been practicing this. We have put a war room in our house in the basement. And we actually use this war room. But see, the secret place does not have to be your war room. The secret place is where you get away from society, from your phones, from any digital devices. You turn them off, get them out of your hands, and you step into the presence of Father. Well, how do I do that? Well, you do exactly what Jesus did. He would leave his disciples and his followers and go off into another location to meet with his Heavenly Father. Well, how does that work? Well, Father is everywhere at every time. There's not a place that Father's never in. But it's really kind of cool that Jesus had to leave the masses to be isolated. And that's the presence of Father when you are stepping away from the norm into rural areas. And it could be in your closet. It could be in your bedroom. It could be in your backyard, on a deck, on a beach, on a mountaintop. It could be even in the bathroom stall. It could be even in the shower. It doesn't matter. He's everywhere at every time. There's not a place and not a time that he's not in. And so Jesus did this in John chapter 17. He also did this through all of his gospels. And in John 17, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to literally get away from his followers, 12. And speaking to a few of his 12, his generals, and he told them, you guys stay here and pray while I go over there. And he didn't necessarily have to tell them because he was going over there to talk to his Heavenly Father. and he would come back and find his general sleeping. And the third time, he had to correct his generals. You couldn't stay awake while I go and pray to my father. But see, he was exhibiting to them the secret place. So as you're standing up, and I want all of you guys to stand up, and remember, I need you to participate. We talk about this every night. And your participation carries weight with the Heavenly Father. Your participation carries weight. Faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. If you're not applying yourself to the faith, to the working words of the living scriptures, then you have dead faith. So you standing up, I want you to take one smooth step forward, one smooth step backwards. The next step you take is by faith, and you're stepping into the presence of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to help you out a little bit because I'm going to step into the kingdom of heaven. It will sound a little bit different. It always does because of technology, right? But when you step into his presence, you physically sense something different around you. That's why it's not a head move. It's a heart move. So the head move can trick you. The heart move never tricks you because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth, and he is in the heart. That's why he's not possessing the mind. Father gave your mind to you, and if you lose your mind, the demons, the fallen angels, and Lucifer, Apollyon, or Satan himself can possess the mind. But here, as you're stepping into the secret place, you've taken that initial step. If you didn't take that step, you're going to miss out. You're another fly on the wall. And as you're sitting in here, the spirit of apprehension, the spirit of fear, the spirit of dignity, and the spirit of pride cannot be in the secret place. Nothing that has been hindering you can be here in the secret place. See, this is between you and your Heavenly Father, and there is nothing that I can do except for help you breathe in the breath of life, which is what's going to happen. If you look around you, yes, you have space. Yes, you have environment and territory and atmosphere, but there are four spiritual walls surrounding you. This is why I call this the most safest space on radio. And on these four walls, there are scripture references to everything that everyone is dealing with in life. And one of the four walls happens to be the foundation that you are standing on, and you can get comfortable in your VIP seat, whether you're going to lay on your knees, lay on carpet, lay on pillows, lay on the floor, lay on the couch, sit on the couch, lay in your bedroom or in your vehicle driving. That's your VIP seat right now. And so around you, there are four walls as I'm going to coach you, breathing in slow five times, breathing out slow. And there'll be a 30-second interval in between so that you know that you need to participate. And if you don't participate, then you have what you have, and you can hope, wish, and pray that your Heavenly Father would do something on your behalf. But because you're sitting outside the secret place, and he wants your presence, he wants all of our presence so that he can do heart surgery, so that the connection between you and him is 100%, nothing lacking, nothing disconnected. And this is why the Holy Spirit is remanded to earth. He's manifesting in power in the secret place under authority. So you understand what and who and why you're connected to your Heavenly Father. So you stepped in. Those five breathing exercises are to help all of us breathe in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh. You breathe in slow when I give you the charge to breathe in slow, and then you'll breathe out slow. But first, these four walls that surround you have everything to do with your life. These are the words of Jesus talking about his Father. These are the words of the Holy Spirit and the Judge. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. It is also the foundation. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret room and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret, and your Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is why I said to you, participate. Be expectant. Be expectant to receive information, a revelation, a promise, a warning. And be expectant to give of yourself. Remember, faith without the corresponding work is dead faith. apply yourself to what is being asked of you and give. And what is more important than your prayers is your presence. Your presence is for connection. And your connection is through the power of the Holy Spirit, like an umbilical cord from a baby to its mother. And through the umbilical cord is all the baby needs to survive in the womb. And then the baby's born out of the womb. But there is this special connection that connects the baby to the mother. And the baby grows into a child, a youth, a teen, a young adult, and that child, youth, teen, young adult, is always connected to the mother because of that umbilical cord. And when that umbilical cord is disconnected, there is still something connected in the realm of the spirit. It's that love. It's that bond. That's the first wall. And so there's the reward. Our Heavenly Father has a reward for everyone who participates. The wall right behind you, that wall is Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. See, this is the trading wall. And we're going to deal with the stress. We're going to deal with the burdens. And this is the apex and trading wall. And Jesus has something to say to you. Pay attention to this wall. He says, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Over there to the right. If you are dealing with a judicial matter and you're going before a natural judge, a magistrate, and you are either a plaintiff and a defendant, and you need your Heavenly Father to rule in your case, this is the wall I want you to pay attention to. This is Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8. We have highlighted verse 7, and all those scriptures on these walls are in first person for you to understand. It's like reading a billboard. If you're dealing with a judge and you need justice, or you need relief from your adversary, or if you're a defendant in a case, hopefully you're not, you need to have your Heavenly Father ruling your case. This is the wall. Pay attention. Jesus says this to you, and will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? And will he delay toward you? Every one of you night eagles ought to come up with the question, answer to that question, excuse me. And over here to your left, the final and fourth wall, this is if you're in a time of need, up against deadlines, maybe you have to pay rent, pay bills, maybe you got to pay a car note before it gets repoed. Maybe you got to pay back a debt. I don't know what it is that you have to pay back, but if you have a deadline or you're in a time of need, listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you on this wall, the fourth and final wall. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, I know I've shared a lot, but here in a secret place, these four walls have spoke volumes to me in my life, and this is by way of the Holy Spirit letting me know God is in it, and there is never another time that God is not in it. So this secret place happens to be your place, that you don't have to have a scheduled appointment with your Heavenly Father. You don't need a pastor, deacon, elder, bishop, apostle, prophet, or evangelist to bring you here. All you have to do is just take the step by faith, and you step into his place anywhere, at any time. But we do it here in the secret place so that you get to practice Monday through Friday. These five breathing exercises, I'm going to help you by counting down 5 to 1. You'll have about 30 seconds to take a deep breath and exhale. And we're going to start with simply some course correction to the body. Submitting the body here in Father's secret place. He is beginning the heart surgery, and Jesus is beginning the brain surgery. This deep breath is to calm the body down, downshift the symptoms that the body is going through, and you will encounter the power of God when you simply breathe in the breath of life. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax our bodies. Relaxing our bodies here on a Friday night here inside the secret place. And this includes any scarring or any wounds that have come through chaos, stress from chaos. And when you're going through chaos, chaos has a sibling. This revelation was given to me a few weeks ago, and I had to study this out for myself before I bring it to you. Any time or any impact of natural chaos is understood spiritually from the inferior government ruled by a lawless one known as Satan and his fallen angels. And they enhance, manipulate environments and territories and atmospheres. And that heightened sense, is simply the next level of your natural senses, and that's your spiritual senses. And so when chaos calls his sibling crisis, they dress you, mold you with trauma. You may know this as post-traumatic stress disorder. That post-trauma distresses the mind and the heart and the body, and it causes a disorder. And so what we're doing is we're calming down the wounds and the scarring and the symptoms. If you have been given a diagnosis, a medical diagnosis, the symptoms, if you are dealing with an illness in the body or a sickness or any type of disease, we're just calming the symptoms down. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax our bodies. Switching over to the mind, and this includes your emotions. Your mind includes your emotions, your abilities, and your logic. And so we're going to deal with surrendering this, and you can just begin by speaking the name of Jesus. Repeat his name right now. If your mind is in overdrive in gear number 7, 8, 9, and you cannot downshift, when I'm talking about downshifting, I'm talking about simply calming the mind down. Speak in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, and that's every name spoken, verb, adjective, pronoun, adverb, and yes, your name. His name is above it, will always be above it, and there will be no other name greater than his name, because our Heavenly Father, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Elohim, the great I am, place all power and authority in his name. That's why his name is above every name. Repeating his name, when your cadence, and let it come out however it needs to come out, because it has been covered in that soul closet of yours, come out how it needs to come out, and when the cadence begins to slow down because you're just repeating the name of Jesus, when the cadence slows down, that's when you know the sign of surrender has begun in your emotions, in your logic, and in your abilities, your skill sets. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. Second wave of breathing exercise as we're relaxing the mind here in a secret place. I want to add, if you are dealing with any type of instability in your emotions or any type of depression, distress in your emotions, in your state of mind, that is, in your mindset, your logic, maybe you have been a victim of any type of abuse. And I want to call out any type of, any form of, any method of abuse that has been placed against you, in you, on top of you. As a result, you have low self-esteem. As a result, you may be self-re-victimizing yourself. We're just calming those symptoms down, bringing those into surrender so that you can be liberated. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax our minds. You guys are doing awesome here in a secret place. We're going to switch up to the apex, the breathing exercise that brings you into the wall of relaxation. This is the wall right behind you, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. This is the trading wall. And I want you to go ahead and get repositioned. Place your hands in front of you as if you're holding a basket, holding a cup, holding a gift, holding a present. It doesn't have to be extended, but just hold it in front of you. Jesus has a lot to say about this, about carrying your stress for days on end, nights on end. When you carry your stress for days and nights on end, it becomes a burden. That burden is known as a fortizo. In the Greek, this fortizo is load-bearing. It's on display on your body. It's on display in your mind, your emotions. And see, if you look back what we do every night here and right now, we submitted the body here in the presence of our Heavenly Father. We have surrendered the mind so that the integral parts of the heart surgery, the supernatural miracles, getting ready to break out into your heart. And the supernatural miracles of breakout, deliverance, freedom into the emotions, your state of being, your purpose, your logic, because you surrendered your mind. And to see this trade, because you've surrendered, you've submitted, and now you're exposed that soul closet. And right now, I want you to go ahead. I'm going to give you about, I don't know, 30 seconds. Begin to speak all of the stress into your hands. Go ahead and place all the stress into your hands right now. 25 seconds left to go. Go ahead and speak all the stress. Keep going. 20 seconds to go. Just speaking all the stress into your hands. Go into that soul closet and speak all of those burdens that you've been carrying, the ones you don't want to burden someone else with. Go ahead, a little 10 seconds left to go. You got it. More, more, more. Speak it out, scream it out, yell it out, get it out into your hands right now and listen to what Jesus has to say to you. Come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. In your hand, you're holding your stress. The fortizo. See, we were never born to carry fortizo around. Jesus said, bring the fortizo, your burdens, the load bearing upon your body and upon your mind. Bring that to me. And that's why we submitted the body, to get your body into a state of relaxation. That's why we surrendered the mind, to get your mind into the state of relaxation and surrender so that you can go easily into the soul closet, pull off every one of the stress and burdens, and we're going to give them to Jesus. He says to you, take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And this peculiar statement he enlightened me to months ago, this yoke I've known about, this yoke is upon his shoulders as the Father gave to the prophet Isaiah and chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. This yoke represents dominion and the government of the kingdom of heaven that's upon his shoulders. And he says, take this yoke upon you and learn from me. The yoke is easier than the burden you've been carrying because the yoke enables you to get through that stress in that situation, to get through that circumstance, to get through that crisis and that chaos, and even shut off that trauma. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your arms, trade with Jesus that burden. Make sure you make the trade. We're going to do the trade one more time for everyone here in the relaxation set in the secret place. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your arms, and trade that burden with Jesus. What a wonderful presentation you are giving to your Heavenly Father. For those of you, hopefully all of you Night Eagles who traded, it is my hope that you traded and received something tangible, that evidence that has been given to you to help you navigate through that situation, through that circumstance, and through that crisis. That tangible evidence is there to manage, navigate, and deliver you through all of it. Some of you may be feeling a release off of your body, off of your shoulders, because he's replacing the burdens, especially on your shoulders, with the yoke. And then now take the time to learn from him. Learn from him so that you can navigate, manage, and deal through situations and circumstances and crisis towards your destination in this season. And when you do, you're going to manifest to your dream through your assignments that he's given you into success. And if you've not received that tangible evidence in this moment, then I ask the Father to give it to you in the moments hereafter. And if not in the moments hereafter, then in the moment soon to come. But you stay to the course of committed through faith, trust, and belief, and rest assured you're going to receive that tangible evidence that's going to help you get through your situation, your circumstance, and that crisis. And this takes us right to the critical breath, two breaths of life for the critical breath on this Friday night to help you receive the spirit of restoration, looking back of submission, surrender, trading the burden, getting your body at rest because he said he would bring your soul to rest. Breathing in the breath of life begins right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Receive the spirit of restoration. One more time for breathing in the breath of life to receive the spirit of restoration, restoring the mind, restoring the body and the soul in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Receive restoration. We're here at the second of the two of the last breath of life here, coming through the secret place, and you are simply getting an extra dose of relaxation on this Friday night. This is the breath of life, breathing in the breath of love, agape love, unconditional love. I want to remind you of the first attribute that you received was you're important. This is the first attribute. I explained to you why you're important, because Jesus redeemed you. He saved you from the kingdom of darkness, and he transferred you into a greater kingdom. In this greater kingdom, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That was the highest kingdom transaction in all of creation. The second attribute is that you are worthy. You are worthy to receive Father's Holy Spirit. The third and final attribute is that you are valuable. Do you know you carry the same value as Jesus? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the world thinks about you. It doesn't matter the lack of love that you receive from your parents, your earth parents, your biological parents, your adopted parents, your foster parents. See, your Heavenly Father who gave you his spirit, he deems you important. That's why you're a daughter, you're a son. He deems you worthy, because you possess a portion of his power and you have a seat of authority. And he deems you valuable because you've been redeemed. You have a seat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and you're enabled to receive unconditional love. This unconditional love is known as agape love. This is sacrificial love. John 15:13 type of love. And you can receive this love from your Heavenly Father because we only know to love because he loves us first. And he wants to pour this love in us, pour this love upon us, and pour his love through us. So in this moment, as we do every night, we get to reciprocate this love spiritually and verbally and even physically. And this love is like a headlight in the day-night when you're on the highway, the pathway of life. This love attracts others to you because they see the love of God in you and the hope of glory through you. This love takes you to a whole other dimension in God. You have proximity and you have accessibility to Him. And without this love, we're just lost. But you're no longer lost. In 5 seconds, we're going to take this last deep breath to receive agape love, breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh on this Friday night. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and receive agape love from our Abba Father. You're breathing in the breath of life. I'll do it one more time, just for good measure. Remember, you are valuable, you are worthy, and you are important to receive unconditional love from your Heavenly Father. He loves all of us through the Spirit of mercy and the Spirit of grace. Recognize it, receive it, believe it, and then understand it as you live it out. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Receive unconditional love from our Heavenly Father. There it is, completion of the secret place tonight here on a Friday night, slowing things down. This is our weekly Friday night series of relaxation and inspiration, and we dial it down so that you can get the impact that you desire, that you need to save you, deliver you, complete you, and bring you into the proximity and the space in the presence of your Heavenly Father. Hope you've enjoyed tonight. Want you to dial in. Let's have a conversation with the rest of the show that's remaining. 563-999-3685 on this Friday night series of relaxation and inspiration. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Hope you have been delivered. Got something great out of this that you can take with you into your journey. And if you're not going to be here on the rest of the show, I want you to have a blessed weekend. But I'm going to come back and finish off the show at the bridge with a moment of inspiration. And if you need some inspiration, you're like now like a wet noodle because you're all relaxed and calmed down. If you want some inspiration, stay with us. I'm Michael here in the Captain's Chair on a Friday night, our weekly Friday night series called Relaxation and Inspiration. This is known as Night Moods right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you at the bridge. new song on Night Moves is called No Fear. Got one more for you. Let me know what you think of this one.
Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POG, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them the encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
Welcome to True God's Eye. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials and trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Welcome back into Night Moves HQ. Not no more. It's Night Moves HQ. It's Michael here inside the lab in the captain's chair. kind of rolled off my tongue back the old school way, right? No, it's the parent company, Night Moods HQ. Just within the reach, underneath 3.5 months, until we get into the launch, we're in the fueling of the rocket ship. Taking off 11-11-22, it's 1:26, the Genesis coming to you. Our new radio station. You'll be able to get an app. Check out the website. All things are preparing for the launch. We'll be off system go on that Thursday night. I cannot wait to do that entire week. It's going to be like nerve-wracking, I guess, for me. But here's some inspiration over the weekend as you get into what you're getting into. Hope you have some peace and quiet. Take some time out for yourself. And as you take some time out for yourself, I'm sitting here at the bridge. I want you to take the challenge of being inspired. Grow deeper in your cooperation with the Holy Spirit this weekend. Be inspired to grow deeper. And understand when you're growing deeper by cooperating with the Holy Spirit this weekend, well, understand His function, His purposes and responsibilities to each and every one of us, especially you. And when you understand His responsibilities, His purpose and functions to you, it's in John 16, verse 7 through 13, I believe, you're going to set yourself up for success. And not don't just do this like a one-offer, like I'm going to do it Saturday night at like 7 o'clock before I go to bed. No, see, when you do it, then put it in the schedule on your phone. Put it in an alarm every day that you're going to continue with the challenge. And it'll be a moment of time that this challenge will become a habit. And this habit helps to impact you as maturing as a daughter and son in Father's kingdom. And you're going to set yourself up for greater success when you do it. I'm telling you, this is probably one of the best inspirations you can ever receive. It's just taking the challenge to cooperate better with the Holy Spirit. Why not? It's to your advantage. So take advantage of the advantage. And how many of you would ever not take advantage of people? But see, God never told you don't take advantage of Him. Because Jesus said it's to your advantage. You have an advantage. And that advantage was given to each and every one of us and the Holy Spirit. So take advantage of the Holy Spirit. Just draw in greater, deeper, stronger, intentional, impacting, cooperating with Him. And you're going to set yourself up for success. As a daughter and a son, I'm telling you. And if you'll take this challenge, send us an email, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. And let us know how you are progressing in your daily challenge. Let's start right now. Let's be intentional. Let's do it. Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, take on the challenge. And then add it to your phone, your smart device, calendar, alarm, or add it to your tablet, your iPad, or your computer. But be encouraged. You can do it. It's just going to take some willpower and some no power. No, I don't want to do that because I got to go into my secret place. And I got to take this challenge and then take the challenge. How many of you are going to accept the challenge right now? If that's you, go to our Discord and let's have a conversation. Let's talk about being in force. Go to our server up and running. And throughout the weekend, I want to meet you on the server. I want you to connect with us on our Discord server. And Chris just got logged in there. It's really kind of cool. So you can come in and connect, and you can talk with us on two of our channels. One is Kingdom Dreamers, and the other one is Kingdom Influencers. We got some messages. And over the weekend, you're going to be able to purchase some NFTs. So get your NFTs and help support the mission, the vision, and the purpose of 1:26, the Genesis launching 11-11-22. And let's meet some of the team. By the way, you can join us. And we'll have a conversation with you. And we want to help you grow your dream. And that's why we have the channel called Kingdom Dreamers. If you have a dream that you want to talk about, go into the Discord. Night Moods, hashtag 1198, I believe. Let me reach over. I said it backwards. It's Night Moods, hashtag 9811. On the Discord, we have our own server that's going to be impacting information. Much events getting ready to go down in the month of August. And don't forget, you can also become an Eagle investor an Eagle influencer, but we need your Eagle investment. Take care of one of the NFTs and become a collector, and your investment's going to help fuel the mothership, Night Moves HQ, 126, the Genesis coming to you, 1122, BR Gaming. Going to talk more about that on the Discord. Or you can catch me on the Twitter over the weekend. But take the challenge. And I'm going to see you tomorrow night. Special show tomorrow night. I was going to say I'll see you Monday night here in the lab. But guess what? Night Eagles, if you want to join me tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, two-hour show. I think we're doing a two-hour show. Might be a one-hour show. But we'll have to see. NFTs galore. So I want to see you guys join us on our server on Discord. And let's help build the dream. Night Eagles, rise and shine out. I'm Michael, your chief food officer on this Friday night. Thank you for joining me on our weekly Friday night series of relaxation inspiration. Remember, we can call in tomorrow night and have a conversation if you like. Join me on Clubhouse later on tonight and on the Wisdom app. You'll be able to see a whole bunch of mentors, and I'm on there. I'm going to be doing something a little crazy with my wife in a little bit. But if not, I'll see you guys tomorrow night. And also a special podcast, a new podcast that we're presenting. My wife and I are going to be doing that over the weekend. It's been kind of delayed on it, and I might twist an arm or two, and we might bring upon you another show, Extra and Boozy, on our Apple Premium channel. That's right, I did say it. The family of Night Moods HQ. We got some work to put in, but catch us on the Discord. You guys have a wonderful night. I will see you back here in the lab tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, new time. Have a good night, everybody.